Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news while working from home, tooling around the garage, homeschooling the kids, whatever, just tell Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS Radio. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Dave, was that Brandon Whipple that I just heard in the break there?
I believe so.
Okay. Brandon Whipple is not allowed to be on my show without the proper intro music for him. So if you would, please. Thank you.
There you go.
Mr. Trouble never hangs around when he hears this mighty sound. Come to save the day.
There we go. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. I just want to make sure that we gave the mayor the proper amount of respect that he is due. His office, well, not his office, but certainly his person. We need to respect Mayor Whipple with the proper amount of decorum and respect that is due. Blake, you're on the John Whitmer Show. Thank you for sticking around, my friend.
John, it's great to be on the show with you. I'm laughing pretty hard at Mayor Farquaad there.
If he's going to be on the show, we have to treat him appropriately.
We've got to treat him exactly.
Yes.
John, great to be on the show with you. Your last guest about the vaccine passports took away all of my talking points tonight. Because it's ridiculous, and I know you and I disagree on the vaccine, which is fine.
There's nothing wrong with that, brother.
It's ridiculous that the government is going to try to implement this passport, whatever. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, I took the passport because I trust my doctor. I trust what they said, but I'm not going to tell everybody that I'm not going to provide proof at the fact that I took the vaccine. That's ridiculous.
Right. Well, and you and I don't necessarily agree or disagree on it. I don't care. And that's my take on it. I haven't decided right whether or not I'm going to get the darn thing, to be honest with you. But I respect your right to do it, and I respect somebody else's right not to do it. But
exactly.
I also don't think it's the government's business to mandate it, insist on it, or some private business's ability to, you know, they shouldn't similarly as well be able to tell us what to do in regards to a vaccine
right
passport. And if they try, then I'm taking my business elsewhere.
I agree. I think it's disingenuous for businesses to not allow people to shop in their businesses whether or not they have the vaccine or not. I think that's ridiculous.
No,
that's absolutely
right.
Ridiculous.
You are absolutely right, Blake. I appreciate you, brother. And by the way, didn't I see recently you're running for Hillsborough City Council?
I am, brother. I am officially filing tomorrow. I'm excited about it. It's going to be great. I can't wait to be on the show to talk about it.
Yes.
I am officially running for Hillsborough, Kansas City Council.
That is awesome, brother.
It'll be great.
We will definitely have you on, and we'll talk about it. You caught the bug. I'm sorry there's no vaccine for that, by the way. Thank you, brother. Thanks for coming on. Catherine, we've only got a little over a minute here, but thank you for joining us this evening. You're on the John Whitmer Show.
Yeah, good evening. I just wanted to provide some feedback to listeners about the there's been a big flood of illegal immigrants even before, and I've lived in the southern border area, like southern Arizona and San Antonio, Texas. But when I lived in northern New Mexico, the drug cartels were very prominent up there. And I mean, they had, firearms and also explosive devices. and they could be very dangerous. And sometimes they would pick on certain people driving and, you know, try to drive you off the road. So these people are very much cutthroat. And, you know, they do enlist a lot of the other people who illegally cross the border to help them with their crimes and, you know, human trafficking and all that. So
it's bad.
As far as I'm concerned, Biden is part and parcel of this criminal network.
It's bad for sure, and they're complicit in it as well. Thank you, Catherine. Thanks for calling in. Before we go tonight, I want to make sure you also are aware we've talked about the convention and the party meeting coming up. Republican Women United are having their monthly meeting coming up here next Saturday, the 17th, featuring Senate President Ty Masterson and House Speaker Ron Reichman Jr. That's going to be a great event. We've got information on that on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. Make sure that you, if you've got time, go to that. You won't want to miss it. Also, next week, Senator Roger Marshall will be with us. And, of course, we're going to debate pot. Get your brownies and your Doritos ready. We'll be ready for you. In the meantime, carry on, fellow Neanderthals.